The latest NPR Harris poll suggests that the impact of the current recession is more widespread than any other in 20 years. Slightly more than half of the people polled say they know someone whose job or income has been cut as a result of the recession. More than a third said someone close to them had suffered.
About 2 million Americans have lost their jobs since June of last year, and that number will probably keep growing as the recession drags on. With more people out of work, many will find themselves unable to pay their debts and will file for personal bankruptcy. More than 600,000 people did just that last year, pushing the rate to an all-time high. As bankruptcy becomes more common, the stigma is fading. But as Christine Donahue reports, it's still a wrenching experience.
All rise. The United States Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York now in session.
The docket is full at the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in New York City. On a recent morning, one judge had come down from Vermont, another from Maine, to help out with the caseload. With the northeastern economy hit hard by unemployment, the court's caseload has doubled in the last 2 years. Cecilia Lewis, the clerk of the court, says cutbacks on Wall Street triggered a chain of bankruptcy filings.
When you have people being laid off in the securities industries here, and then they're not buying sandwiches at the local deli, then the local deli files here. It's the ripple effect of any kinds of layoffs or dramatic economic downturns.
Since high unemployment numbers are echoed by high bankruptcy filings, Lewis figures the worst is yet to come.
From what we've seen, our caseload will go up for the next couple of years.
And in this recession, it isn't just unemployment causing more bankruptcies. It's debt. Elizabeth Warren is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania and a co-author of the largest study ever done on bankruptcy. Warren says the average person who filed had debts equal to 2 years' worth of income.
Americans have loaded themselves up on debt so that if they have the slightest economic stumble, if they're out of work even for a brief period of time, if they lose a second income, if they get hit with uninsured medical losses, there's no cushion anymore. And what we're watching is with so many people on the edge in a very volatile economy, more and more every year are falling off the edge. And when they fall off, we see them in our bankruptcy data.
Warren says the debt problem is made worse by the fact that many consumers have seen their real incomes decline over the past decade and have little job security. Harry Thomas is a typical case. Thomas had his own contracting business in Denver when he got caught in the 1981-82 recession. He declared bankruptcy and went to work as a roughneck in a Wyoming oil field. The money was good. He made nearly $40,000 a year and managed to pay back many of his creditors. He took out a loan to buy a customized pickup truck and ran up some charges on a few credit cards, confident he could pay them off. But then the oil business bottomed out, and Thomas again found himself with bills he couldn't pay.
It seemed like I'd gotten caught short a couple times with what I planned to be careers. It just kind of went out from under me.
This time, Thomas sought help from a credit counseling service and avoided a second bankruptcy. For the banks that issue Visa and MasterCards, credit is a lucrative business. They collect annual fees from each cardholder, a percentage of the money charged for each purchase, and high interest on outstanding balances. They can afford the relatively few consumers who default on their debts. That's why lenders have been so aggressive, some say irresponsible, in extending credit. Lonnie Williams is the director of consumer credit counseling in Austin, Texas. She remembers well the case of one man who couldn't resist the offers he got for credit cards.
It was a young person in the 20s, and this person held 18 MasterCards and Visas and one American Express and owed $67,000.
He declared bankruptcy to get out from under his debts. Cases like that lead some to believe that filing for protection from your creditors is an easy out. Jay Westbrook is a professor at the University of Texas who worked with Elizabeth Warren on their study of bankruptcy. He says most people don't realize the process doesn't come cheap.
People generally file bankruptcy after they've gotten reemployed. There are several reasons for that. One is it's expensive to go bankrupt. I guess only in America do you have to save up for your bankruptcy.
Expenses for filing fees and a lawyer run from a few $100s to a few thousand. And once a person has filed, it stays on credit reports for up to 10 years. That used to be a guarantee that a person wouldn't be able to get credit. But banks and other lenders are rethinking their standards. Despite the current credit crunch, lenders no longer automatically turn down someone who has previously declared bankruptcy. One loan officer says that with a healthy income and little outstanding debt, a person can receive a mortgage as soon as 2 years after filing. Westbrook says overall, the stigma attached to bankruptcy is fading.
Very famous people like John Connally, the former governor of Texas, and Denton Cooley, the famous heart surgeon, and lots of entertainers and baseball stars and so forth. When people like that go into bankruptcy, it simply begins to change people's attitudes about the whole system.
So if the stigma of bankruptcy isn't what it used to be, it's still not for the faint of heart. Joe Martinek, a lawyer in Austin who helps run an insolvency support group, says the process itself remains traumatic.
By and large, bankruptcy is still a fairly tragic circumstance for most people. I don't think that many people go through bankruptcy and feel like this is fun and I'd like to do it again at the next possible opportunity.
But with unemployment still climbing, bankruptcy will be the only option for many. Even after this recession ends, filings will probably continue rising over the next few years, until 1994, when over 1 million Americans are expected to seek protection from their creditors. For National Public Radio, this is Christine Donahue.